It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I don't know if you got any of that light drizzle where you live, but at the Matthews Mansion, we did. And because of our hovering temperature, well, it's not too bad. It's 84, but I stayed inside as much as I could because that damp air and that warmth, I mean, it made me think about being back in Louisiana. I left Louisiana because of that heat. That's like Tarzan heat we were experiencing today, okay? Or every Vietnam movie you ever see where they're just covered in sweat and grime. That's what it was like growing up. In fact, I don't know that any native Louisiana Vietnam vet ever had PTSD, because when they got to Vietnam, it's, oh, yeah, this isn't that big a deal. Yeah, it's just like being back home. And they ate a lot of rice anyway, so. Hey, it's Lee Matthews. This is The Drive on Freedom 96.9. Quick inside note, I'm going to be out next week enjoying some time with the family. So don't worry if you hear a best of show. I haven't been fired yet. Several emergency teacher certifications were fast-tracked this week. Now, that makes me a little uneasy. It's almost as though they'd rather have a teacher that is not fully trained or certified rather than no teacher at all. How do you feel about that? And I know maybe your kids are long out of school, but I mean, is this really going to make our public schools better? Quick, get anybody in there. You. Yes, sir. What do you do around here? I sweep the floor. Well, now you're teaching science. What? I know it's not like that, but it just seems that way. Danny Williams is under investigation.
No, not the Danny Williams that used to talk like this on morning radio. It's the representative by the name of Danny Williams.
I will tell you which one. Maybe it's not the gun, but the person behind the gun. Or maybe it's not the gun, it's the gun frame. You can change them out, and we will show you how on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, and that's coming up later in the program. Whatever happened to that skyscraper they were supposed to build in downtown Oklahoma City? You know, the one that was supposed to be the tallest in the country? Oh, yes, we're going to begin construction at the end of the year. Well, that was last year. And now they're saying, yes, we're going to begin construction in the fall. Well, nobody's bulldozing anything yet, so I'll tell you what I found out. Another roundabout has opened up in the metro, and more roundabouts are coming.
And hell's coming with them, aren't they? Yeah.
And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Actually, roundabouts are a good thing. And, hey, baby, how'd you like to come over to my place tonight? And, oh, I don't know. Have a smoking hot night of Trivial Pursuit. Gen Z is getting so pathetic they can't even afford to date. I'll get into that coming up. 405-608-4377, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, L. Matthews at freedom969.com. That's my website and also the email address. Let's get things started here on a Friday as the weekend officially begins. You are on the air. What is your name, if anything?
Hey, Lee, Dave and Stroud.
Hello, Dave and Stroud. What you got for me?
Hey, first of all, the roundabouts, I detest those darn things.
Why?
Number one, we're not in Europe.
Yeah.
We're Okies. We don't understand them. Who goes? I mean, I do. Who goes? Who stops? Who yields? Is it your turn? Is it their turn? Do you just pull out in front of somebody, or do you hold up
actually,
traffic?
Actually, you do. You're supposed to yield, and if you have room to get out, you get out, and you just join right in. Yeah.
That's like using a yield sign in Houston.
Yes.
You don't do that. You better keep on going with the
traffic. It's just a suggestion. It's not.
Correct. Teaching. One of my degrees is in teaching. Former, in a previous life, former teacher.
And somewhere along the line, you came to your senses and got out of that line of work.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So the thing about teaching, and I'm going to give you an example. It's this vicious circle. And when I say a circle, where does it start? Where does it end? I remember here in Oklahoma back in the 80s, to get a teaching position, you were better off finding a Cuban cigar in the lottery, winning the lottery, because there were so many teachers and only so many schools that you had better be a full-time sub or you better know somebody and kiss the proverbial rear end of that person. Nowadays, you come full circle. If you're a warm body, you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Let me give you a perfect example. Houston, Texas. It is a joke, J-O-K-E, to be a teacher in Houston. I was one of the longest lasting 3 years teachers in Houston. So they made me the department chair. That means I'm in charge of the science department. I had young teachers tell me, Dave, I'll just say my last name, don't worry about me because in December I'm quitting. This was in August.
Yeah.
I go, you're quitting? Yeah. My real job hasn't opened up yet. I'm just doing something to
divide my time. Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's that way across the United States. And why? I don't know. People say, well, it's pay. If you go into teaching for pay, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It was designed to be an endeavor, a pursuit. That's like going to Walmart, working for Walmart and asking for more pay. Unless you move up to be a principal or superintendent up in administration, you don't go into it for pay. Getting more pay doesn't make you a better teacher. Me driving a Ferrari doesn't make me a better driver.
Yeah.
Sorry. It just doesn't. So you go
And that there's the other thing. Okay, the incentive then to get better and to get better pay is also an incentive to get you out of the classroom, because it's been my experience, everybody that I know, I have a cousin who spent many years as a teacher in high school and then went through all the personal improvement programs, became a counselor, became a vice principal, became a principal.
Right.
And
yeah, you get out.
Yeah, she was out of the classroom in maybe 5 or 10 years. So
when I moved to Galveston, my first year in Galveston was more than my mother in Oklahoma made in 30 years of teaching. Again, it's sad. Oklahoma has a law in the books. You're supposed to have a teaching degree to teach, but they cannot and don't enforce it.
No.
What has caused this? Society in general. Discipline, the lack of teachers. I mean, it's this vicious circle that I have yet to understand what's going on.
The perspective I got, and this was a woman I worked with when I was over there. She had been a third grade teacher for 3 years, and she got out of the business because of discipline problems.
Sure.
Yeah.
But matter of fact, when I was down in Houston teaching, the kids wanted me to send them to the assistant principal because that was playtime. So I made them stay in my classroom, and I dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I feel sorry for the industry, the business, whatever you want to call it in general, because I don't see, you said, well, Dave, you're complaining. I'm not going to use the word B-I-T-C-H-I-N because I don't know if you'll hang up on me. But, Dave, you're complaining and you're griping about it. So what's the solution? I'll use my Oklahoma talk. I ain't got one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad. That really is sad. And I don't know why.
Well, in Oklahoma, my solution is reduce the amount of school boards that there are. That way you'll reduce the amount of money that we're spending on schools, and the teachers and the classrooms can get that money.
How many superintendents do we have?
Well, there are over 200 school districts, so I mean, each one has an administrator and an assistant administrator and a curriculum director.
Why? Now, Oklahoma County and Tulsa County, they're bigger schools. I can kind of understand.
I could see subdividing those into maybe East Oklahoma County School District, West Oklahoma County School District, whatever that may be. Yeah.
The principal runs the school. They just report to the superintendent, who reports to the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example. Lincoln County, every little school has got a superintendent.
Yeah.
Here in Lincoln County, I'm not going to compare Lincoln County to Oklahoma County or Tulsa. They can have at least one superintendent oversee Agra, Davenport, Chandler,
Stroud, Prague, Meeker, White Rock. They can do that and save money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with any government entity, you cut a job, it'll never come back. I can understand that. So what do? Now, why are universities even have or offer teaching degrees anymore? I went to Central State University.
I was going to say, everybody seems to go to Central State, or what was Central State?
Well, that UCO. Was the Normal College.
Yeah.
When you go there and you see that building that says Normal School, that meant teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
OU got medicine and law. OSU got agriculture, A&M, agriculture,
yeah.
Mechanics. UCO got teaching. But what I'm saying is, I don't even understand why universities even offer a teaching degree when there's alternative certification.
Well, and this is my thing about the way the state school board is going about this. The state school board, it seems to be having the attitude that any warm body will do. So if you've got I could probably get on as a speech coach or something along those lines.
You could.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine in Houston, you know, he goes, Hey Dave, guess what I'm certified in? He was the English teacher. I go, what? Physics.
Yeah.
Physics?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. He goes, I passed the certification test. He goes, I don't know bleep about physics, but you pass it, you're it. And you're right. They need warm bodies. You know, again, perfect example. I know I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here. Perfect example, then I'll hang up and let somebody else talk. When I was applying for a job, we were at a job fair. It was like five people deep. The principal pulled my application and said, who's this David guy from Oklahoma? I go, that's me. He looked at the hiring person and said, they have a teaching degree. They're certified in Texas. He's hired. And there were five people in front of me. And they turned around and looked at me like, and he goes, everybody else is alternative certification. This guy's the real deal. Hiring now. And I go, for what position? He goes, what do you want? I mean, I'm science. One of my degrees is biology and chemistry.
Yeah.
So basically he said, what do you want? You're it. You're hired. So it's sad that it's become that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know people on the radio are yelling at me going, well, what's your solution? I really wish I had one.
Well, like I said, my solution is okay, we got to cut the amount of districts that we have way down. Each county become a school district. That school district have an administrator, assistant administrator, and maybe a curriculum director. Yes, that means those administrators will have to do some driving. Sorry, that's the way they do it in other states. If Texas,
right.
with its huge counties, counties that are hundreds of miles, hundreds of square miles, if Texas can do it, we can do it. If Colorado can do it, we can do it. In Louisiana, every parish or county was also a school district. And that was it. That's plain and simple.
Lee, this, I swear it's going to be the last thing I'm going to say. We've got to do something about the heart of teaching, about making it not a job. McDonald's is a job.
Yeah.
Teaching is not a job. It's a career. It's an endeavor. It's a pursuit. We've got to instill, let me rephrase that. We've got to bring that love of teaching back.
Yeah.
You know, thank God my teachers, when I was going through school, public schools, you could tell they were in it for the long haul.
Oh, yeah.
Not a job to them.
No, that's one of the reasons I signed up for honors classes, because I knew the better teachers would be there.
Yeah, you get out of the ones with all the hellraisers.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I same thing.
So, all right, thank you, Dan. I got to run. And here's what I have found. Just I don't have any formal study on this or anything, but just from the people that I know. I've got a niece who's a teacher. I got a cousin who's a teacher. I got another cousin who's a teacher. All right, my brother is a teacher. Now my brother never taught in a classroom. He taught virtually, and now he is teaching for a company that teaches oil field safety. So he's teaching all these oil field safety procedures. But he's making more money than he would have as a regular teacher, and he's got better hours than he would if he had a teacher, and definitely has less stress. And my brother wasn't the best people person anyway. He's kind of a loner to himself kind of guy. So anyway, the teachers that get into it because they love it and they really want to help kids learn are done in like 3 years. In 3 years, they're like, oh, this is too stressful. I got to move on. And that's a societal problem, I think. There's a meme going around, and I like it, and I don't know who said it, but, okay, yeah, the student has to apply themselves, but there has to be somebody behind that student making them apply themselves. There has to be someone behind that student making sure they get a good night's sleep. There has to be someone behind that student making sure they not only do their homework, they understand their homework. There has to be somebody who is feeding that child properly so that they will have the energy to get through a school day. There has to be somebody behind that student that will encourage them to do better. And when they don't do better, pat them on the back and show them how to do better. And that is what I think we are starting to lose. Because parents are less engaged because, oh, Junior is acting up. Here, have a phone. Play on the phone. Look up Build-A-Bear or whatever it is, Build-A-Bob or whatever those cartoons are. 405-608-4377. What do you think? It's Lee Matthews and The Drive on Freedom 96.9. On the way, we're going to get into why Danny Williams, the representative, not the guy that used to do morning radio and talk like this, is under investigation. Freedom 96.9. Want to save money? Want to save big money on a big vehicle, like a big Silverado pickup? Well, Frontier Auto Group is your group. Hey, they have small ones, too. Little bitty ones, if you like. Not pickup trucks, but they've got small cars, too. Yeah. That's the good thing about Frontier Auto Group. They got all sizes, all colors, all, well, not all makes and models, but most. Chevrolet, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Dodge, all of those for you to look at, and all of the features that come with them, whether you want it stripped down to the bone so that you can build it like you want, or you can buy it from the factory as is. They'll get it for you within 24 hours. Then they'll be there with the service department to make sure that you're taken care of each and every time, like a hometown business should be. That's why they are in their hometown of El Reno. Frontier Auto Group. Give them a call at 405-262-3355. Whether you want something big or whether you want something small. FrontierMotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they should be your auto dealer, too.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob, Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with newer arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
are not going to win the war against some kind of ID. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fix anything. But maybe you just go along with it and move to the next thing.
James? That's James Carville saying you're not going to win a war about identifying yourself before you can vote. When the Democrat godfather is saying, give up that ghost, and the Democrat Party's not listening, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Cliff is in Chandler. Thank you for hanging on.
Hello. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the teaching, emergency teaching certificate.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get them because my wife has been going to college to become a teacher, a special education teacher.
Yeah.
And she currently is teaching with a 3-year, like, whatever degree that is until she can take her teacher's exam. She only needs one more class to complete her education,
mm-hmm.
and then she will be allowed to take that test, which will probably happen before the end of the year is up, but she's still a certified teacher with that temporary certificate as she is a college student for special education.
From what I understand, the emergency certification allows districts to hire candidates who have at least a bachelor's degree but have not completed the traditional teacher certification process. The candidates will go through the district's normal hiring and vetting process before beginning work in the classroom. So I gather they are given the certification exam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She can't take the certification until, like, November or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she plans on doing that. She's a very good test taker, so she'll probably pass that with flying colors. But I do agree with your statement of after class, after school, the parents are just, I don't know, now too tired to deal with anything. So,
go play
PlayStation or go play.
I mean, I realize when you get home from a long, hard day's work, you're tired and you don't want to make supper for a family. So, okay, I get that too. I don't have kids, and I deal with that. And I don't get home till late, you know. I get home at 7:30 sometimes. And, you know, I don't feel like having a big meal before I turn around and go to bed at about 10. Anyway, so I get all that. But that's what the responsibility of having children is. It's about nurturing. And that is part of the nurturing process. It's, okay, how are you doing in school? What are you having trouble with? Is there anything I can help you with?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've raised 5 kids, 3 of them through college. I'm done with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's my grandkids' turn.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but, yeah.
And that's, you know,
well,
I look
forward to Fire on Friday with Mike Rush.
All righty. Well, we've got that coming up here in about another hour. So hang on for that, Cliff and Chandler. Thank you for listening on Freedom 96.9. Your calls to 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Senator John Fetterman, a Pennsylvania Democrat and longtime supporter of Israel, is drawing attention after posting on social media, quote, "Israel keeps killing Hamas members, cry harder." The comment was directed at the Democratic Socialists of America. The remarks followed an Israeli military announcement that several Hamas operatives had been killed, highlighting continued divisions within the Democratic Party over U.S. support for Israel. A U.S. Secret Service agent assigned to Vice President J.D. Vance's protective detail is under administrative investigation with a possible criminal inquiry over allegations of leaking sensitive operational security information. The agency says it will not tolerate conduct that could endanger a protectee. The investigation follows reports of internal frustration over last-minute travel requests involving the Vice President and his family. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. People love to say, well, motorcycles are dangerous. Sure, so are ladders and bathtubs, but that doesn't mean someone else gets a free pass to hurt you. Here's what really happens in motorcycle crashes. Most of them are caused by drivers who didn't look, didn't yield, or didn't care. If you're on a bike and a car pulls out in front of you, that's not a motorcycle accident. That's a failure to yield. And here's the part insurance companies won't tell you. They love motorcycle cases because they think juries will blame the rider. So they delay, they lowball, and they hope you will go away. If you're injured on a motorcycle, you need to do two things immediately. Number one, get medical care, even if you feel okay. And number two, talk to a lawyer who knows how to reframe the case from risky rider to careless driver. Because accountability doesn't disappear just because you were on two wheels. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. Two suspects charged in connection with a deadly Arcadia Lake shooting have pleaded not guilty. 19-year-old Makai Magnus faces charges including shooting with intent to kill and gang-related offenses, while 20-year-old Hezekiah Ricks has been charged as an accessory to first-degree murder. Both are being held on $500,000 bonds, with police saying the May shooting killed 18-year-old Aviana Smith Gray and injured more than 20 others. Preliminary hearing conferences are scheduled to be held next month. With high temperatures continuing, OG&E is sharing tips to help customers reduce energy use and lower their bills. The company recommending raising thermostats a few degrees, using major appliances during cooler hours, and closing blinds to block heat. Officials say air conditioners often run continuously during extreme heat. The utility continues to monitor grid demand as temperatures remain high. Oklahoma City Zoo is adjusting their schedule due to the heat. From July 26th through the 30th, the zoo will open at 8 a.m. and close at 2 p.m., with last admission at 1 o'clock. Officials say the change is designed to encourage visits during cooler morning hours. Summer camps and preschool programs will continue as scheduled, but guests are encouraged to plan ahead. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Question: what new full-size trucks have the best powertrain warranty in America? Answer: new Ram trucks. They now come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. That's a very long time. So, where can you find that new Ram truck? Answer: VanceAutoGroup.com. Vance has a plethora of new Ram trucks at their dealership in Guthrie, only 10 minutes north of Edmond on I-35. Vance also has dealerships in Miami and Woodward. John, Megan, and the rest of the Vance family invite you to enjoy a better kind of buying experience, one with superior service, the lowest prices, and a Ram powertrain warranty good for 10 years or 100,000 miles. Find out more by going to VanceAutoGroup.com or stop by Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram.
With approved credit, see dealer for Ram warranty.
Representative Danny Williams is under investigation.
No, not the late Danny Williams that used to talk like this and do morning radio.
I'll tell you which one coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. It's Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas. The low will be 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and hot conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm again with a low of 76. Moving into Sunday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather with a high of 101. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
And these people are paternalistic, and it's a bunch of overeducated little white turds
who think they know more than other people know.
James Carville again, not happy with the Democrat Party and their lean to the further left and even into socialism and communism. He really doesn't like it. It's not the party of Bill Clinton anymore, and he's furious about it. The godfather of the Democrat Party is saying, he's throwing up his hands, he's shrugging. What are we going to do? 405, and he's agreeing with me. I never thought that I would agree. You know, there are some things I agree with James Carville on, because James Carville is actually very good at looking at statistics, polling. He's very good at polling. He's very good at reading and coming up with bumper sticker statements and platitudes. He's very good at that. His platitude that got Bill Clinton was, it's the economy, stupid. That was his baby, okay? And it worked. It worked. It said it in a nutshell. Even people who did not think that our economy was teetering at that time, when they heard it's the economy, stupid, it is the economy, because it affects everybody. So anyway, and unfortunately, George H. Bush seemed kind of tone deaf to that at all altogether. But he was part of that old pedigreed Republican where you don't do that kind of thing. Oh, you just you give your ideas, and then if your ideas are better, you win. And then if your ideas are not better, you don't win. Instead of, okay, you got to counter program, counter market sometimes what the team against you is doing. You can't sit there and wait for your opponent to brand you. You got to brand them first. And that's one of the things that James Carville was very good at back when he was in the swing of things. Now he's just kind of an angry old podcaster, but he's kind of become what he used to rail against in the Republican Party. My point is, when you have pissed off the top Republican advisor in the history of the top Democrat advisor in the Democrat Party, I don't know if there's any coming. I don't know if there's any coming back from that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio with Lee Matthews. We were talking about Oklahoma State Board of Education unanimously approving emergency certification requests yesterday for districts across the state. District leaders say pathways allow schools to fill vacancies while providing teachers with support and a route towards standard certification. School districts are increasingly relying on emergency certification of teachers to fill classroom vacancies. I'm not sure that's a good thing. Mustang is an example. They have about 55 emergency certified teachers this year out of roughly 950 total. The district's greatest needs are in secondary math and science, along with special education, although special education teachers cannot be emergency certified. So our good friend Cliff, who called a while ago, was talking about all the rigmarole his wife has to go through. There's a reason for that, because special ed teachers need to have that special training. The number of emergency certified teachers in Mustang has declined from about 125 after COVID-19. More college students are now entering education programs, helping to reduce the district's reliance on emergency certification. So that's a good thing. It allows a district to hire candidates who have at least a bachelor's degree, but not have yet completed the traditional teacher certification process. So let's say you have a degree in geology, and there's not a lot of demand for geologists right now, because there's not a lot of oil exploration going on. Okay, hopefully that'll change. But you can teach earth science. You can teach probably physical science. So it would be an opportunity for you. I mentioned I've got a bachelor's degree in communications. I probably could teach speech or rhetoric or one of those. Spokesman for the normal public school, not that I'm smart enough to teach anybody anything. I'm not saying I'm about to leave this profession and become a teacher. I'm not. Spokesperson for the Norman school, Public Schools says the district is also again implementing a more intentional support system for new teachers during the 2024-25 school year, particularly those entering through the emergency or alternative certification pathways. The system includes individualized coaching, targeting professional learning, ongoing coaching cycles, and side-by-side classroom support. Huh, that's funny. That stuff works, you mean? Maybe we ought to do it statewide. District leaders said their preference remains to hire fully certified teachers for every classroom, But the vacancies still open. Emergency certification provides a way to keep classrooms staffed while giving teachers a pathway toward standard certification. If they go that far, I'm wondering how many of them get into it thinking, okay, this will be my standby for about a year, and then I'll get back into what I want to get back into, whether that's the oil patch. Okay, let's go back to the geology degree example. You're a geologist, but there's nothing open right now, so you become a teacher and you get your certification to teach earth science for a year, maybe two, and then the geology job opens up and you take it, because that probably is going to pay a lot more than the teaching job. 405-608. So my questions are, is it better to have a warm body than no body at all? Number one. And number two, if you get these teachers with these bachelor's degrees and get them certified, that doesn't necessarily mean they're a good teacher, because they haven't gone through the student teaching process. They haven't gone through the coaching process that I think a normal teacher would have gone through. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews to join in the conversation. Along the lines of the Oklahoma State Department of Education, several lawsuit settlements have been reached this week. Oklahoma taxpayers, by the way, footing the bill for all of these. Two former employees, Cheryl McGee and Matt Caldwell, were the ones that were settled this week. They claim their First Amendment rights were violated by Ryan Walters and his top advisor at the time, Matt Langston, when he was superintendent of education. McGee sued after she had spoken at an Edmond Public Board school meeting in 2023. She was terminated 3 days later or after the meeting. Now, here's what I recall the reason for her termination being. The reason for her termination was that she spoke out against the Oklahoma State School Board. And I think there is a clause in the school's contract that you can't do that. And if you do that, then you are penalized. And that's how she was penalized. Did she deserve to be fired? I don't know. I don't remember what she said. As far as the other guy, Caldwell, is concerned, he thinks he was fired because he warned the attorney general that lawmakers about the teacher sign-on bonuses that were going to the wrong people. Well, maybe that wasn't his concern. Maybe that was the concern of the attorney general. Maybe that was the concern of the school board. So I can see it from both sides. I really can, because I've been on both sides. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's, you know, I've been on the side of, okay, this is a no excuses policy, and if you break this law, break this rule, this corporate rule, you'll be fired. It's plain and simple. And I've had to fire very good people because of that rule, and I didn't like it. I didn't think it was just, and I didn't think it was very good of the corporation to do it, which is one of the reasons I'm glad I'm not working over there anymore. They would cut off their nose to spite their face, and they still are doing it, quite honestly. But then I've also been the person they let go because, well, we're just moving on with something else. We're not going to have real bodies anymore. And so I'm like, okay, all right, well, then you've given up on your industry. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Lee. This is Carrie from McLeod.
Hi, Carrie. Good to hear from you.
It's great to be here.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got some a little bit of information regarding alternate certification for the teachers.
Sure.
I have a degree in communications.
Okay.
When I moved back to Oklahoma, then I applied for emergency certification, and I taught for this was a warm body, computer science to elementary students. Then what I did was I applied for alternative certification, and I taught high school speech, drama, and debate in honors English.
Excellent.
In order to be alternatively certified with the state of Oklahoma, you have to take psychology of the adolescent child, classroom management, and you have to have a certain amount of student teaching in elementary, junior high, and secondary education. And if you're going into secondary education, for example, then you have to have more teaching.
Okay.
So that's what I was talking about, in that.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better. It's not just here's your certification, here's your classroom, see you later.
Yeah. You have to take some methodology classes to do that. And I loved it. Unfortunately, Oklahoma doesn't pay its teachers enough.
Yeah.
And I had to find something more lucrative.
Yeah.
Which isn't easy to do
with a communications degree. I know. I have one.
Right? Exactly. We got to take it where we can get it,
yeah.
Don't we?
No, and I, God bless her. Back when I was, I was down in Louisiana. I think I'd been on the job about 10 years. They came to me with an intern, and her name was Marie, and she was getting her degree in communications at the local university, and she wanted an internship with me. So she and I, you know, I showed her the whole ropes, and we did a lot of things together, and I mentored her, and she actually got pretty good. But she just found that with her communications degree, she found it was more secure for her to go back and get a master's and PhD and teach at the college level than it was to work in this industry, which I saluted her for, because if security is what you're looking for, you don't want to be in this line of work.
Absolutely. So either that or we can always go into radio sales.
Yeah. Oh, that's that. I do a lot of that, too, by the way. I do a lot of that.
All right, I'll let you go.
But I don't mind, Carrie. Yeah, thank you. I don't mind because I believe in the product. I believe in what I'm doing. I believe that word-of-mouth advertising is still the best advertising. When you find a product or service that you like and you start using it, and a friend of yours comes up and says, you know, I'm having a problem with my mla mla mla. Oh, you are? Well, you know what? I just so happen to use Mla 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 Incorporated. Maybe you ought to try Mla 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 Incorporated. Oh, okay. I'll try it. And that really is what I do. I talk to my friends about things that I like and services that I like and good experiences that I like. And if you need those services, I'm hoping you will make that choice too. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
From John in Ponca City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, I happen to have personal experience with the personal topic, so I'll bring it in. But
sure.
After law school, before I passed the bar, I actually taught school for about 5.5 years.
Wow.
But I did the alternate certification, but not one that's been mentioned yet.
Okay.
If you have a PhD or a doctorate, and I have a doctorate in law, mm-hmm. then all you got to do is go take the teacher test.
So you had a doctorate?
Yeah, I did a doctorate in law.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah.
And so after law school, before I took the bar and all that, I taught for a while. And all I had to do was pass the test. And no offense to teachers, but I passed 3 tests in one day. It wasn't that hard.
Okay. But I was going to say, had you taken the bar yet or no?
No.
Okay. Were you studying or preparing for the bar at the time or what?
Sort of. I needed money.
Okay. I was going to say.
You don't get paid to study. So.
No, I understand. I understand. And I'm sorry to pry. I was trying to figure out why you took that path. Because most people borrow the money, and they just keep borrowing the money until they get their law degree and pass the bar, and then they start paying off their loans. But, okay, I commend you for doing it the other way. So.
I didn't want to take out any more money. And
I get it. I was at a point in my college career where I was like, all right, I can move forward, or I can just take fewer hours. And I ended up taking fewer hours and having to go to summer school to make that up because I couldn't afford to take as many hours. But I did hustle a lot to get through college, and you've heard me gripe about it before, with a degree in communications, and with apologies to anybody else with a degree in communications, you may as well stuff it in a thimble and flush it down the toilet. That is one of those useless degrees that you will never, ever use, because anything you learn in the communications curriculum, at least the one I went through, you can learn elsewhere. You could have learned that in a theater curriculum. You could have learned that in a law curriculum. You could have learned all of that. So,
yeah. Well, law curriculum, you certainly learn it. That's just because you have to.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, and you can relate to this. I did some debate in high school, And I did that to challenge myself because I thought maybe if I do this, it will help me be a better broadcaster because I'll be able to think on my feet better. And I'll be damned, it worked. It worked.
Well, because you got to be able to think of both sides.
Well, you do. And you have to be able to listen and take notes while someone's talking at you. You have to be able to flow those notes together. And I was doing all of that in high school debate. And I talked to my debate coach the other day. She called out of the blue because a mutual friend had died. And I told her, I said, Suzanne, you realize everything you taught me I use every damn day.
That's right.
I said, more than my college professors. And she started to tear up. Oh, you're making me tear up. I said, you taught us how to flow. You taught us how to make an argument flow and how to counter an argument. And that's what I do every damn day on this radio program. So
that's right. Well, I had plenty of high school classes that prepared me good, but one of the ones like yours that I still use every day is typing 1 and 2.
Oh, God, yes. Yes. I was a lousy typist because we had these horrible, chunky electric typewriters. Then when I got out of typing, so I got through typing class, I think, with a C, which, okay, fine. Cool. Then my grandpa gave me his old manual. And when I went to the manual, I was like, oh, where have you been all my life? And I guess it's because of my big hands and my strong fingers. I guess that's what it was. I don't know.
Well, see, I grew up playing classical piano, Beethoven, Mozart, Bach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you needed the manual.
I have smaller fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had good dexterity with them. You just got to learn where it's all at, and then you don't even have to look at it.
No. No, you don't. I don't have to look at it. In fact, my mom got a new computer, and she was so mad because the keys don't illuminate. And she said, these keys don't illuminate. I'm taking this computer back, or blah, 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 blah. I can't imagine. How does anybody type if they can't see what the letter is? I said, Mom, most people aren't looking at the letters that type.
Because
she never went to typing class.
Funny, because my mom was a music genius, but she's still kicking. She's doing great, but she won the Typing 1 and Typing 2 awards. She typed 128 words in 1 minute.
Wow.
Yeah, you talk about
I think I got up to about 65, and that's last time I counted, and that was eons ago.
That's good. That's pretty good. I got up to 82 at one point. I don't know if it's that good now, but.
Well, because I've been typing more, you know, when the computers came along, you had to type everything. And I still am. I have a little keyboard that it pairs with my phone so I can type out text messages in a flash.
Right.
You know, I can type as fast as I can talk.
I need that.
Yeah.
For text messages, typing it on my computer. Wow, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah. Anyway, John, I'm sorry. I got to go here. I'm running out of time. But
my friend. Thanks. Hey, you have a great weekend, Lee.
All right. Oh, and by the way, I'm out next week. I haven't been fired.
Okay. Hey, you're the best.
Got to take some vacation time or I'll go nuts. Stark, raving, mad. All right?
You deserve it. Enjoy your vacation.
Right. Thanks a lot. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Went to the fridge earlier today and I wanted a pickle with my lunch. So I went and grabbed a jar of pickles there and noticed the date on the pickles. And it's been several months, but hey, they're pickles, right? They are well preserved. Kind of reminds me of when I was at the museum and I saw this mummy and it'd been embalmed thousands of years ago. And it was well preserved. Are you well preserved? Well, if not, you should be. Get well preserved by calling my good friends at the Well Preserved I did it again. The Well Preserved Advisory Group. Well Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. If you were born in 1961, you're well preserved. And you're also getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts because there's a lot of people who want to take your money. Well, don't give it to them. Make sure you've got everything coming to you from Medicare, and then Well Preserved will fill in the blanks as necessary. And they'll do so friendly with a heart of teachers. And you will have the package that's just right for you. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Well-preserved advisory group, so you can be too.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good again.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, it's going to be another week of triple-digit temperatures. Everything you need to know to keep yourself and your family cool. Plus, the news you may have missed over the weekend and your dad joke of the day. Kick off the week right on Monday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
The clip you just saw was not a political clip. It was a moment of mental health. This guy's nuts. He makes no sense in the real world.
And that is Newt Gingrich talking about the candidacy of James Tallarico in Texas, who is running on the Democrat Socialist platform. And he's right. There's absolutely nothing that you're saying on your platform that you actually can do. Mamdani, the guy in New York, same thing. Promising this, promising that, promising everything under the sun. And then guys and dolls. Anyway, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Danny Williams is in trouble.
No, not the Danny Williams. I used to do morning radio and used to talk like this.
This is a representative, Danny Williams, and I'll tell you why he is in trouble. And you can tell me what you think. Maybe it's not a gun. Maybe it's the gun frame. We will talk about how you can change out gun frames on some models of guns. And that may be what you need to do instead of buying a whole new gun. Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, coming up in the next hour. Jackie writes, Lee, an interesting question from Poll King. Do you fear losing your rights in the United States? A majority have said yes. You break it down by state, and the only two states that absolutely said no were Arkansas and Montana. Well, that's because their gun laws are pretty good. They're pretty open. And everybody in those states knows, ain't nobody taking my rights away.
KQOB, in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. An OKC motorcyclist hospitalized after a crash Wednesday evening. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A growing shortage in the dental field means you might have to wait longer for a cleaning.
A new report from the Virginia Department of Health Professions Healthcare Workforce Data Center finds there's a state shortage of dental hygienists. The report says Virginia has more than 6,500 dentists compared to more than 5,300 dental hygienists. Officials with the Virginia Dental Association say that imbalance translates to longer wait times to get your twice-a-year cleaning. Dental health experts say expanding education programs is key to lowering the shortage. The state's new budget includes $20 million for expansion of career and technical ed programs through the Virginia Community College System and an extra $1 million to grow dental hygiene ed programs. I'm Rosia Rivera.
The world's largest hot dog has returned to Times Square, just in time to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer.
Hot dog, the second serving, marks a return to the crossroads of the world for the 65-foot-long wiener with a toasted bun and the majestic sweep of yellow mustard after its initial visit in 2024 went viral. The Frank occasionally uses hidden hydraulics to rise above the crowd and blast spectators with confetti. The animatronic sculpture by artists Jen Carton and Paul Outlaw will be on display through August 8th. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
A deformed raccoon has been named Washington's Washingtonian of the Day.
The raccoon, dubbed Jimothy, has been spotted running around the Seattle suburb of Ballard, and videos of the odd-looking creature have captured the attention of millions. Unlike a typical raccoon, Jimothy has an extra short neck, likely caused by a condition known as short spine syndrome. On Thursday, Governor Bob Ferguson proclaimed Jimothy as the Washingtonian of the Day. And the Seattle City Council is presenting an official proclamation in the raccoon's honor to commemorate what's being dubbed Jimothy Summer. I'm Michael Kastner.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
President Trump says a new...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A motorcyclist was hospitalized after a crash Wednesday evening at Penn and Memorial in Oklahoma City, with police saying a car struck the motorcycle and threw the rider into the air. The rider was conscious at the scene when emergency crews arrived and was taken to a hospital. Investigators continue working to determine what caused the crash, and no other injuries have been reported. More than 1.5 million cartons of eggs sold in Oklahoma and other southern states are being recalled over salmonella concerns. The recalled eggs were distributed by Midwest Poultry Services under several brand names. Federal officials say consumers shouldn't eat the affected eggs and should return them for a refund. No illnesses have currently been linked to the recall. A new study suggests Oklahoma City workers have lost nearly $2,400 in purchasing power over the past 5 years due to wages not keeping up with the rate of inflation. Researchers found Oklahoma City experienced one of the nation's largest declines in real wages, with residents saying higher costs for housing, groceries, fuel, and childcare stretching household budgets thin. The findings have renewed debate over wages and affordability. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Maybe it's not the gun, but it's the person holding the gun. Maybe it's not the gun, but the frame of the gun. I will explain on Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear, and part of The Drive, which continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas. The low will be 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and hot conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm again with a low of 76. Moving into Sunday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather with a high of 101. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.
In America, freedom comes with a price. It requires effort, sacrifice, and respect for the laws of our great nation. It means protecting human life and defending it against threats, both inside and outside our borders. At Freedom 96.9, we believe the price of freedom is worth paying. That's why we broadcast it every day with 100,000 watts of power. So, set a button and tell a friend about Oklahoma City's 100,000 watt talker, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So, resetting the scene here, several emergency teacher certifications were fast-tracked by the state school board. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? They also settled two lawsuits for a total of $132,000 with two teachers who had been, the teacher said their First Amendment rights had been violated. But if you sign a contract, and that contract says you cannot say anything bad about the company, then you go out and say something bad online, or you go out and say something bad in public, well, sorry, that violates that part of the contract. Now, that said, I don't know that I've seen any court uphold that. Just the same way I've not seen any court uphold what they used to call a non-compete clause. So you're working for a company. Let's say you're working for Walmart, and let's say they have a no-compete clause, which they don't. And then all of a sudden you get a better offer over at Target. Well, the no-compete clause would say something like you can't go to work over there at Target for 6 months. And the Federal Trade Commission struck that down about 2 years ago, which I said, hallelujah, hallelujah, because there were a lot of these businesses that were trying to invoke these no-compete clauses that kept people from working when they were being taken away across the street. And that's just business. That's the free enterprise system. So what do you think? 405-608-4377. Is it better to have a teacher that is certified quickly? Is it better to have a teacher that is just needs a real quick gig? Or is it better to do it the old-fashioned way? 405-608-4377. Following a six-week private investigation into the serious allegations of improper behavior, and they're not really saying anything further than that, Representative Danny Williams, not Danny Williams, they used to do radio here in the mornings. Kyle Hilbert is the Speaker of the House. He is referring the matter to the House Rules Committee. Since June, Williams, a Republican from Seminole, has been suspended from committees, relieved of his legislative assistant privilege, and moved from the Speaker's fourth-floor hallway to a smaller fifth-floor office right next to the men's room. No, I don't know. I had an office next to the men's room. It wasn't that big a deal. For weeks, the situation, and then I've been in situations where I had no office. So the office next to the men's room wasn't too bad. For weeks, the situation has created curiosity in the Oklahoma State Capitol. A few details are available as to an inquiring mind certainly want to know, but they just say it was improper behavior. Spokesperson for Hilbert confirmed last week that Williams was being investigated for allegations of inappropriate behavior, but declined to go any further. Williams, 76, is set to face Democrat Blake Cummings on November 3rd in the general election. So we'll see. Of course, Democrats are calling for his resignation, but this could be a Kavanaugh kind of thing. Oh, someone said they kind of sort of a little remember him saying something along the lines of this, and now they're 20 years later decided they're going to be offended by it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. And what else? Oh, Firearms Friday coming up. It might not be the gun. It might be the frame of the gun, which can be changed. We'll talk about it coming up. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Your calls to 405-608-4377.
Let's step back to 1962 when the songwriting team of Jerry Goffin and Carole King had a number one hit on their hands with Up on the Roof by the Drifters, a song inspired by Carole's need to get away from her fighting parents in the rooms below. And I'm Casey Kasem.
I'm Lee Matthews, actually. And if that had been me as a kid with my parents fighting and I climbed up on the roof, I'd have fallen off because it was a steep roof. And probably not that well made. But if yours is too steep or not that well made, you need to have it inspected by my good friend Scott McCollum of McRoof. no matter what your roof is. He will fortify it. Do better than fix it. Fortify it. And if you don't have any problems right now, at least keep this number handy so that you can use them in the future. 405-877-7663. Because once you get a leak, you need it fixed quickly. 405-877-7663. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time. And now, back to the countdown.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about the station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
If it's neuropathy and chronic pain that you have, you can trust your wellness to Modus Health and their highly trained team. At Modus Health, they're experts in massage, chiropractic care, and physical therapy, and can tackle everything from neuropathy to chronic pain. Serving Oklahoma and beyond, they're here to ease your pain, boost your mobility, and support your health with personalized care. Visit ModusHealth.com for a free consultation. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best, naturally and effectively. ModusHealth.com.
Get ready. Oklahoma Rodeo fans, come out to the 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up.
Freedom 96.9, like Oklahoma's Talk Radio. No diggity. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. What do you think of emergency teacher certifications being fast-tracked? Would you rather have a so-so qualified teacher or no teacher? Danny Williams, the representative from Seminole, being investigated for what is called improper behavior, but nobody's going to say what that was. I mean, was it a staffer he saw in the hallway, and he goes up to and says, "Hey, baby, I ought to call you Visa because you're everywhere I want to be. Hey, baby, did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Hey, baby, can I suck the boogers right out of your nose?" Yeah, that would get you in trouble. Yeah. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm Freedom 96.9. Christopher writes, "Lee, a new warning has raised the stakes. A hardline Iranian newspaper has warned that Iran would retaliate against American nuclear facilities if the United States attacks Pickaxe Mountain, the heavily fortified nuclear site under construction near Nenants in central Iran. We've already bombed it once." The warning came after President Trump said the United States strike the area pretty soon, if necessary, claiming Iran may be trying to rebuild parts of its nuclear program. I have no doubt they are. They're like ants, okay? You step on their nest, they immediately run out and start fixing it. Trump said Washington is tracking Iran's enriched uranium and vowed to target any location involved in nuclear activities if the program is to be reconstituted. And we will bomb the ever-living doggy doo-doo out of it. He didn't say that. I said that. So, Christopher, I'm not afraid. I mean, these guys are all talk, okay? All talk. They're bombastic. They still have that Persian attitude from back in the day where, I will hit you with all the power of God and Allah behind me. Now they don't get it. All right? They don't get that the world's not like that anymore. Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews, and you are on the air. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
And you are where, Mike?
I'm coming into Moore. I live down in Moore.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Can I say something about the data centers?
Yeah. As long as it's clean.
It might be clean, not be clean for them. So yesterday you were talking about it, and when they were talking about, you know, the power for the data centers and all that, and, you know, we're not going to pass it on to the public and all that. So has anybody said that, you know what, if you're going to build a data center here and you want it here and all that, why aren't they responsible for saying, well, this is how much power we need. If you need to add to your power plant, they pay for it. They're the ones who want to be there.
Trump has said that. Trump has said that he does not want data centers to be built in municipalities unless there is a guarantee that they supply their water, they supply their power. Now, of course, he's being criticized because, well, how are you going to enforce it unless there's a law or unless there's some sort of statute? I don't know the answer to that question because that's got to be a state by state kind of thing.
Right, and there really shouldn't be any law. OG&E or Cotton or PSO or should sit there and say, you know, Duncan Power and Electric could say, okay, you want to build here, fine, but you're going to need to up our infrastructure for sure. Okay?
Yeah.
You guys need to up. We're not going to put it on our city people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this might be far-fetched, but I'm thinking, you know, so, yeah, the city people should be saying, okay, up our infrastructure, help us out. We'll be glad to have you here.
Yeah. Now, here's what, and this is what I understand is done in some of the steel mill towns like Pittsburgh, okay? They have these huge blast furnaces that smelt all this material together into steel. And it basically is an enormous welding machine, is what it is. So it requires an enormous amount of electricity to do. But they do it at night when the demand for power is at its lowest.
Yeah.
And they do a big batch at once so they can process the steel like that they need to process and then form it and take it and do what they need to do from there. So they have an agreement with the utility company there that, yes, we need this amount of power, but to help you out, we're going to only take it at night when the demand is at its lowest.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but there is I won't mention the names or other. There's a brick company, makes brick out in Union City.
Yeah.
All right? I worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
What they did back in the day was they ran a pipeline from the landfill that is south of El Reno, and they ran that pipeline to get the methane off of that landfill into their plant to run the kilns and produce some power.
I think they were
45%.
I don't know. And what do they need? About 3,000 degrees, 5,000 degrees, something like that?
Yeah.
But what
I thought of was, hey, they paid for that pipeline to tap off of that landfill and use that resource to power that plant. And I heard it was a progressive thing that as time goes on, you know, maybe the whole plant won't be powered off of that gas, but they sure did. And that's why I got to thinking, so that should be the offer that we want to come to your town. Will help build some infrastructure
Right. And I think a lot of the discomfort, Mike, is that what is happening is the developers of these data centers are coming to small towns that are near a power generation station like Luther or Pryor, and they're whining and dining and living la vida loca with the city council and or city manager or both. And before they come to them with what they really want, after whining and dining them, they make them sign a non-disclosure act. And I think that's what has everybody upset, is that we don't know what they're going to require of us. We don't know what deal is being made behind closed doors. And that is an uncomfortable feeling. And if I were a city manager, if I were a member of the city council, I would not sign a non-disclosure. I represent the people, and the people need to know what the hell you want.
So let me ask you this. you talk about Pryor. Is that not a data center in Pryor over there in that industrial park?
There is. Yeah, and that's another thing. Why don't we?
I dropped a lot of steel over there.
Yeah, I know you did. And it's right next door to the Mid-America power plant. Why?
Exactly right. Why? Yeah. Because that is a data center?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I didn't know for sure.
When you use Google, you probably are tapping into that data center because it's a Google data center.
It is a Google. Yes, it is. It was supposedly some big secret back about 12, 13 years ago when they were building it. We would take steel out there from WW, mm-hmm. and it'd be like, oh, this is, you know, like, y'all's wearing Google hats.
Yeah. but I didn't know what it was. You didn't see that. No.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was.
And so. I think they're taking water either out of Shoto Creek, which is right there, or they're taking it out of the Grand River, which is right there. And they're right next to that Mid-America power plant, which they need consistent power. And the best way to have consistent power is to be as close to a power plant as possible so you don't have to have as much transmission lines. But you also are in the middle of Amish country where the demand for the electricity in that part of the state is probably pretty low.
Right. So why wasn't that an issue back then?
I don't know. And I don't know why some of these city councils don't give them a call. Hey, how did you guys do this? How did it go down for you?
Yeah, because I was really floored when I heard. I said, no way. That's no way. I said, I was out there when they were building that dang building.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere. And you're like, wow. Yep. And then when you're driving through Iona, you see all these nice new neighborhoods that have been developed. Those are where I'm convinced some of the employees live because it's close.
Oh, okay.
It's halfway to Tulsa and it's halfway to work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I made my money off that thing.
Yes. And honestly, I drive the state a lot. Just for whatever reason, I drive the state a lot and I see what's going on over there. Back when I was working over there.
Yeah, I know you were.
My show was exported to Tulsa, so I had an obligation to go spend time over there so I'd know what was going on in that area. Yeah,
I was so surprised. I was doing a big old warehouse over in Tulsa mm-hmm. for a company, and when you came on the, I was like, wait a minute, that guy's out of Oklahoma City. What's he doing over here? I realized I did not know what was going on. I'll admit, I moved to Oklahoma City more in 2004. And however time worked out or whatever, I've been listening to you since the day. You know what I mean?
Yep, yep. Yeah. I appreciate it deeply, Mike. I'm afraid I'm out of time, though. I got to run.
All right.
Thank you for your call, and your questions and your observations are right on spot on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. One thing I've noticed about modern car buying and even servicing is that it used to be you would walk into a car dealership for service or to buy something and they'd be tripping over themselves to try to help you and get to you. These days, they almost act as though they're doing you a favor by actually being there. And if you ask for too many things,
you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
That is not the case when it comes to Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, a short drive. Not only for great savings and great service, but a short drive to be treated like the person you are, a human being. Because they've locally owned and operated this dealership, these dealerships, since 1926. Yeah, thereabouts. About the time there was a Route 66, they had built their dealership. And it also is a large variety of different vehicles for you to choose from. And they treat you like family because they are family. And that's how they've been in business as long as they have there in El Reno. Take it from me. Just minutes from Oklahoma City and anywhere you are. El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. And the roundabout, they're so proud of that roundabout. And you better watch out. More roundabouts are coming, by the way. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, Lee Matthews and The Drive, and it's also Friday, which also means Firearms Friday. Brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's home for guns and gear. And along with my good friend and coach, David the Marine.
Let me see your war face. You got a war face?
Speaking of gear, David, sometimes you buy a gun and you realize you can make an alteration to it that'll make it even better.
There are many guns that allow some adjustment, as it were, tweaking. Mm-hmm. The SIG P365 is one of those guns. It is not the first modular gun, but it is the most popular one. It has taken the shooting world by storm. Everybody and their brother has a 365. You watch these videos on YouTube about these special forces and whatnot. What's your carry gun? What's your EDC, your everyday carry gear? And every one of them pretty much pulls out their SIG 365, partly because you have the ability to change the frames on that. The firing control unit comes out of the frame. You can put it in a different frame, a different size frame. Depending on your mission, you can decide how much capacity and how much size you want the gun to have. And the 365 allows you to do that. Other guns do too, but not as easily, not as quite as popular yet as a SIG 365.
I already hear the gun grabber saying, oh no! You're going to turn it into an automatic weapon!
Well, they're idiots.
Yeah.
like the AR-15, one of the first modular guns, you can take the upper off any AR-15, 5.56, you put one on the chamber 22 long rifle, put one on the chamber 300 blackout, put one on the chamber for 450 Bushmaster, you can put one on for 300, anything you can think of, they got an upper for it, but it's only one serial numbered frame on the bottom, and versatility is a hallmark of the interchangeable guns like that.
Have a look at what we do with David's P365, the 6-hour P365, when we change the frame and make what is already a pretty good gun a lot better. The video blog posted at freedom969.com on my Facebook page and on my X profile as well. David, do you have a tactical tip of the week?
Do not fire a warning shot. If somebody's coming at you, okay, that's not the time for a warning shot. A lot of people fire a warning shot because I didn't want them to come at me. And the court will argue that you fired before there's a deadly threat. And you're responsible for every round that you fire from that gun. If it falls down and hits a little Joey on his bicycle four blocks away, you're to blame. And they will arrest you for that. Do not fire a warning shot. You might need that shot later for the bad guy because, you know, you got to convince him he doesn't want to kill you right now. So do not fire a warning shot. That is your tackle tip of the week.
And P365 from Sig Sauer, do you use that quite often when you're teaching your classes?
It's one of the more popular guns that are showing up in the lessons and classes. And if you have one and want to check out some of the versatility that it gives you, find out how at OKCFireFrame.com, OKCFireFrame on Facebook, or text 405-740-7447. As always, guns for everybody.
General Manager at H&H Shooting Sports, Mike Rust. I was at the expo last week, and I noticed you and several other of the vendors were giving a particular optic a lot of attention. What was that all about?
Well, it was a new optic that we're going to be bringing in at some point in time in the next month. It's a combination of thermal technology and night vision technology overlaid over the top of that thermal image. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay. Now, yeah. I bring that up because it just demonstrates the huge variety of not only optics, but everything else that you have at H&H Shooting Sports.
We try our best to keep all the...
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Veteran Democratic strategist James Carville says Democrats should stop fighting voter ID laws, arguing the issue enjoys broad public support, even though he maintains voter fraud is extremely rare. Carville suggested adopting a straightforward national ID standard and shifting the party's focus to other priorities, while continuing to oppose broader election legislation, such as the SAVE Act. Bon Jovi cuts his show short due to sickness.
Jon Bon Jovi may have a hit called Bad Medicine, but right now what the singer could probably use is some decongestant. A sinus infection forced Bon Jovi to end the show at Madison Square Garden Thursday night after just 90 minutes. Bon Jovi told the audience to hold on to their tickets because he says the show will be rescheduled. In New York, I'm Daria Albany.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre, and this is the McIntyre Minute. People love to say, well, motorcycles are dangerous. Sure, so are ladders and bathtubs, but that doesn't mean someone else gets a free pass to hurt you. Here's what really happens in motorcycle crashes. Most of them are caused by drivers who didn't look, didn't yield, or didn't care. If you're on a bike and a car pulls out in front of you, that's not a motorcycle accident. That's a failure to yield. And here's the part insurance companies won't tell you. They love motorcycle cases because they think juries will blame the rider. So they delay, they lowball, and they hope you will go away. If you're injured on a motorcycle, you need to do two things immediately. Number one, get medical care, even if you feel okay. And number two, talk to a lawyer who knows how to reframe the case from risky rider to careless driver. Because accountability doesn't disappear just because you were on two wheels. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. And that's your McIntyre Entire Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A motorcyclist was hospitalized after a crash Wednesday evening at Penn and Memorial in Oklahoma City, with police saying a car struck the motorcycle and threw the rider into the air. The rider was conscious at the scene when emergency crews arrived and was taken to a hospital. Investigators continue working to determine what caused the crash, and no other injuries have been reported. More than 1.5 million cartons of eggs sold in Oklahoma and other southern states are being recalled over salmonella concerns. The recalled eggs were distributed by Midwest Poultry Services under several brand names. Federal officials say consumers shouldn't eat the affected eggs and should return them for a refund. No illnesses have currently been linked to the recall. A new study suggests Oklahoma City workers have lost nearly $2,400 in purchasing power over the past 5 years due to wages not keeping up with the rate of inflation. Researchers found Oklahoma City experienced one of the nation's largest declines in real wages, with residents saying higher costs for housing, groceries, fuel, and childcare stretching household budgets thin. The findings have renewed debate over wages and affordability. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports. Loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear. You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no carpet on the floor. Tractor Bob's Tractor Store ain't got no expensive decor.
Folks, at Tractor Bob's, we are here to celebrate America's 250th with our red, white, and do more discounts on Yanmar, Bad Boy, and Altos. 250 off residential mowers, 500 off commercial mowers, 1,000 off tractors, and 1,500 off construction equipment. Celebrating America together at Tractor Bob's, I-240 and Shields, Oklahoma City.
TractorBob.com. TractorBob.com.
Firefighters run toward danger every day, but the hardest battles aren't always on the fire ground. Mental health challenges affect Oklahoma firefighters at alarming rates. Stress, trauma, and long hours take a toll, and too many go without support. The Oklahoma State Firefighters Association is taking action through our No One Fights Alone campaign, providing critical resources, support, and funding to help firefighters get the help they need. Supporting mental health isn't optional. It's essential. If you're a firefighter struggling, or you know one who is, speak up, reach out. Help is available. Strength isn't doing it alone. It's knowing when to ask for help. For more information, visit us at osfa.info.
I say, whatever happened to that huge skyscraper they were going to build in downtown Oklahoma City? It was going to be the largest and tallest building in the country. I say, I'll tell you what I found out as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas. The low will be 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and hot conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm again with a low of 76. Moving into Sunday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather with a high of 101. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Democratic Party's agenda doesn't really ever get 51% of the people, so they have various ways of getting around that. They control the media, they control K-12, the universities, popular entertainment, popular culture, the foundations. So that in itself is a condemnation of their agenda.
That is Victor Davis Hanson, a commentator and also a Fox contributor, and he's right. He basically is agreeing with me and underscoring what I have said before. Remember the questions I asked when I said, if you have to convince this many people that your way is the way and they're still not buying it, maybe you need to go back to the drawing board on what your platform is. We've seen how many years now of Democrat non-control? Say what you want about Biden, but I mean, even though he won the election, he was never in control. And we now know that his policies and the policies of the Obama administration, especially when in regards to energy, directly affected you and I in the form of gas prices, you and I in the form of inflation, you and I in the form of food prices, you and I in the form of travel prices for green energy. It didn't work. It didn't work. And now nobody's buying it. Now you say green energy, everybody rolls their eyes. It's Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377. And they're still doing it. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Several emergency teacher certifications have been fast-tracked. What do you think? Danny Williams, who is not the old radio guy, but the representative from Seminole being investigated. Don't know if that's going to lead to anything so far, but what do you think? And coming up, roundabouts. They're coming. And
hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Joe writes, Lee, jail should be reserved for people we're scared of, not people we're pissed off at. Confine Brent Swadley to house arrest or an ankle monitor, limiting him to home and maybe work, with many visits by his probation parole officer. That'll cramp his style and be punishment enough. I agree, Joe. I agree. Because the attempt was to embezzle $3 million. He didn't successfully embezzle $3 million. And an argument can be made that he was just trying to get the money that it was owed him by the state. 405-608-4377. Rudy writes, wildlife photographer Matt Addington says his close encounter with a massive brown bear was one of the most peaceful moments of his career, even as the animal walked within inches of his camera in Alaska. An avid outdoorsman based in Minnesota, Addington photographs wildlife across the world, including bears, lions, elephants, elk, and white-tailed deer. His work also stretches into hunting, fishing, agriculture, outdoor lifestyle campaigns, and so on and so forth, and blah, 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 blah. Rudy, what worries me is that this video you have attached of him with the bears over his shoulder, are going to make people think that when they drive through, say, a Yellowstone, that, oh, see the animals, they're not scared of us. They're not shying away. That must mean they're tame. They're not. Okay? They're not shying away because that park has been that way since Teddy Roosevelt was brought there by natives and decided, I want to preserve this. This is their land, and we're visiting it, not the other way around. And so that's why I kind of chuckle when I see some guy trying to put his kid on the back of a buffalo to get a picture taken, and he gets gored in the ass. Lovely wife and I have been to Yellowstone. We had a marvelous time, and the pictures don't do justice. The pictures of the waterfalls and the vistas, and you do see buffalo walking around. I never got out of the car where they were because I didn't want to mess with them. I knew they were volatile and that they could just lose their mind at any minute and charge you. Same with the elk. Elk were everywhere. And you're not supposed to try to feed them, and you're not supposed to try to come up to them. And I was sitting on my tailgate eating a sandwich by the side of the road, and here came an elk mother the size of a quarter horse. I'm sorry, the size of a Clydesdale, all right? And the calf was the size of a quarter horse. Clop, 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 and they walked right by me. I knew they could smell my sandwich and wanted to know what I was eating. And I just sat there, and I said, don't you get over here. And if that ranger comes up over the hill and sees me, I'm not feeding you. I'm supposed to stay away. You're supposed to stay away from me, not the other way around. Anyway, they went on their way. Lovely wife taking pictures the whole time. Thank you, Rudy. Thanks a lot for writing in to lmatthews@freedom969.com. Whatever happened to that skyscraper they were supposed to build in downtown Oklahoma City? Huh? Remember, it was supposed to be the biggest one in the country. Huh. Well, I've done some digging, and it's coming up on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I love how the uber socialists of the Democrat Party not only want to make government more powerful, they want to make it more complicated. Isn't it complicated enough? I mean, just fill out your taxes by yourself for once, and you see that. Same thing can be said for signing up for Medicare. But if you were born in 1961, they're already bugging you about it, whether it's phone calls, emails, or texts. If you are confused, don't be. I'm here to make things easy on you, and so is the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. One afternoon, they can sit down and find out what it is you need and have you signed up and ready to go. And if there's any supplements you need, they can take care of that, too. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. Give them a call, make an appointment right away, and the team will be out to talk to you and get together with a plan that'll work for you. You don't have to have the complications of government. You don't even have to have the complications of what those stupid communists want to do. Just call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Get ready. Oklahoma Rodeo fans, come out to the 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th Annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
July at Cimarron Casino. Get fired up when you sit down for fun and excitement during Hot Seat Heat Wave.
Thursdays in July, 6 to 9 p.m., you could be selected to win one of 8 hot seat drawings where you can win up to $250 free play on July 2nd. And cash prizes that double each week up to $4,000 based on your card tier. Summer's getting hot, but you can play it cool with Hot Seat Heatwave. Only at Cimarron Casino, where every day is payday.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather the forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 78.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Partly cloudy tomorrow, high 99. Low tomorrow night, 78. Sunday, sunny, high 102. Monday, sunny, high 103. Clouds keeping the temperature down right now at 84. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Lee Matthews with the drive. Some years ago, a developer behind a proposed Oklahoma City skyscraper project announced a groundbreaking date, expanded his plans, and generated worldwide attention. You remember this? Since then, there's been no construction underway, no building permits filed, and the land still not owned by the developer. So what's going on? California-based developer Scott Madison first announced plans for a boardwalk at Bricktown, July of 23. Oklahoma City Planning Commission approved plans for the proposed skyscraper downtown. The proposed mixed-use development called for apartments, condominiums, hotels, and an entertainment district. At the time, Madison said construction would begin in June of 24. Months later, December of 23, he announced revised plans, adding Legends Tower, and then proposed it to stand 1,700 feet, 50 feet tall. A month later, he increased the tower's proposed height to 1,907 feet, which would make it taller than any building in the United States. The press and everyone else oohed and awed over it. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't one of them, by the way. I said, I will believe it when I see it. Why do I picture that building being halfway finished and all of a sudden the developer skipped town? Why do I have no problem picturing that? Scott Madison, the developer, claimed that the plans were fully financed federal, through the city, through the investors, and private placement bonds. And what do you hear today? Yeah. Madison said the repeated delays have stemmed from his continued expansion of the plans, routine developmental work happening behind the scenes, whatever in the hell that means, environmental studies, okay, I get that, and the FAA's objection to such a tall structure within sight of the airport. He did say construction should begin later this year, but we keep hearing that. What in the back of my mind makes me think this guy is full of caca?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
How fun. No, really. I think he came in here and he was going to do all this and do all that. And then he realized, no, you can't do it. The city was all, yeah, sure, let's do it. Kind of like the town said, data center, please, come on here. You can have my backyard. I'll keep an eye on the project, but it doesn't look promising. And at the time, I said it doesn't look promising. I said then, we've got a Devon Energy building that I bet is not half full. That's the other thing. Real estate, especially rental property, is supposed to be booming right now. And I imagine it is because there's a lot of people who can't afford a house. And the housing, there's a housing shortage right now, so inventories are low. And so you would think, something, a project like that, well, people would just be hopping on board left and right. And they'd be building it as quick as they can. Because they sure as hell are building apartment houses and apartment buildings as quick as they can, wherever they can. So that's what's making me go, huh, Maybe this guy should have thought about a less ambitious project. If we didn't already have the Devon Energy Building, which to my knowledge, it's not full. There's still a lot of property available in the Devon Energy Building. So it's not like there's a demand for office space. And that's the other thing. More and more people are working from home. Fewer and fewer are working in an office. And I know for a fact fewer and fewer companies are wanting to spend the kind of money it takes to lease a lot of office space. If they don't have to, they're not going to. So I'm thinking that's what this guy was up against, and that maybe he was going to try to get this development going and maybe thought that after COVID there would be this kind of rush for stuff like this. And it didn't come. It didn't come. It didn't happen. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews. Maria writes, Lee, just how many people do the average data center employ regularly? I don't know the answer to that question, Maria, because it varies depending on the size of the data center. I know on the front end, a lot of people are needed for construction, electricians, plumbers, pipe fitters, that kind of thing. Okay, and then once it's built, and then it's going to take a certain amount of people to get it up and running. And then once it's up and running, they start backing off as they go. So I don't know that the appeal for some of these townships is the employment it will bring. I think the biggest appeal is the property taxes that data center would pay. And it's very lucrative in some rural counties. I use the example of the rural county in Louisiana. They're getting so much out of the tax that they're charging this data center that they were able to actually give their teachers a bonus. And the bonus was more than the teachers. The bonus was like $54,000 each. And that's more than they make in a year anyway. Now, don't get me wrong. Uncle Sam's going to get 42% of that if it's a bonus. But still. So that's how lucrative it was in that particular county. Again, instead of being in a huff and in a panic, why doesn't somebody in the Piedmont City Council or somebody in the Luther City Council get on the phone and talk to the county council down there in Louisiana or in Pryor and ask them about how it's working out for them? Are they taking the power? Is it noisy? Are they taking water out of the water table? Did they keep all of their promises? 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9 and Lee Matthews with The Drive. Despite what all these uber communists have been saying, there is nothing to be ashamed of but for making the money you've made and then wanting to use that money for your own comfort. There's absolutely nothing. Now, love of money and spending all of your waking days trying to get more money? Yeah, there's a problem with that. They call that coveting, I think, in the Bible. But that's not what we're talking about when we're talking about saving a nest egg. Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital knows. He's been doing it for over, well, I don't know. It's over 40. It seems like Mike's a little younger than I am. And I got into this business in 15. When I was 15, he started doing his thing when he was 14. So, yeah, over 40 years he's been doing it. That way so now you know he's seen a recession or two. He's seen a boom or two. And he can take what you've got and make it better. Don't believe what the communists are saying. They don't even want to work. They just want everything given to them. You've done it the other way around. You've worked hard. Now let's enjoy that money that you've saved all along the way with Michael McGuire and McGuire Capital. Oh, hey, don't forget to catch his show tomorrow, 10 to 1, right here on Freedom 96.9. It's called The Bull and Bear Show, and that's a program where he'll tell you all about what's going on. And call 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, Michael McGuire, McGuire Capital.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Vance Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Guthrie has a plethora of new full-size Ram trucks, now with America's best powertrain warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Find out more at vanceautogroup.com.
John Vance Auto Group.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays on Freedom 96.9 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive into the headlines of the day, give you all the breaking news as it happens, give you some analysis into what's happening, my opinion, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9 as we spread freedom across the great state of Oklahoma 5 days a week.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 78 tonight, partly cloudy tomorrow, high 99. Tomorrow night, 78 for the low, into Sunday, sunny and a high of 102. Monday, sunny and a high of 103. It is 84 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews. Brad writes, Lee, I drive the Kirkpatrick Turnpike every day. There's been an enormous amount of construction on this for-profit roadway for the last few months. Why are they paving areas between north and southbound roads? Why? I pay this ridiculous amount daily to avoid the Hefner Parkway. The traffic on Kirkpatrick is low to moderate at best. Why widen it? Could this be a planned path for light rail that we know nothing about? Actually, no, Brad, it isn't. And I know exactly where you're talking about along that Kirkpatrick Turnpike. There is a measure in the bylaws of the Turnpike Authority that they may continue to charge tolls and raise tolls as long as they are, one, building new turnpikes, and two, repairing existing turnpikes. I'm convinced they keep adding lanes to these turnpikes under the guise of, well, when we grow, we're going to need that space. They did the same thing in Tulsa with the Creek Turnpike, and they've done the same thing with the what's the turnpike all the way to Tulsa? Anyway, that the Turner Turnpike, that one is they're widening it now. They first widened it from Sepulpa into Tulsa. Now they've widened it from Bristow into Tulsa. And when they finish that, they're probably going to say, now we want to widen it from Stroud into Tulsa, when they don't really need it. But that way they'll be able to continue to make money. The concrete companies will continue to make money. The construction companies will continue to make money. And the trucking industry will remain happy because the trucking industry doesn't want a lot of traffic. And the trucking industry and the trucking lobby are what I think are behind a lot of this. There's an adage in the trucking industry. You ain't turning, you ain't earning. And the slower the traffic goes and the more backed up in traffic the truck traffic gets, the less money they make. But that's your answer, Brad. Nope, it's not a secret light rail. That's just the way the turnpikes work. As long as they're tearing up something and repaving something, they can continue to charge us tolls. Otherwise, the tolls are supposed to sunset. That was voted upon, by the way, back in 1965. That's why we need to look at this again and reorganize the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority, in my opinion. Freedom 96.9.
KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A man arrested after a stabbing outside a Little Caesars in Hera. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The Trump administration is urging U.S. senators to change the name of New York's Penn Station.
The push comes as the busiest transportation hub in the Western Hemisphere undertakes an $8 billion redesign project. In a letter requesting federal funding for Penn Station, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy stopped short of saying what the new name should be, even though he previously said naming the station after current President Trump has a nice ring to it. The president has said naming the station was not his idea, but that of union heads and other politicians. When asked earlier this week, White House spokesperson Caroline Levitt responded, "Why not?" In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
A reality TV star of sorts faces real-life drama in court.
Reality star and celebrity plastic surgeon Dr. Lenny Hochstein, the self-proclaimed boob god, seen on The Real Housewives of Miami, is facing massive legal trouble. Four medical malpractice lawsuits are now pending against him in Miami-Dade County. The national law firm Morgan & Morgan just filed three new cases alleging botched surgeries, permanent deformities, and ignored infections. Hochstein firing back, calling them, quote, allegations, not facts, and says he expects to win. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
SpaceX's planned test launch yesterday of its massive Starship rocket has now been bumped to today.
The mission was previously planned for July 16th, but scrubbed at the last minute because of an issue with a number of the rocket's Raptor engines. Yesterday's launch attempt from Starbase, Texas, was called off due to weather, with then-tropical Storm Bertha making its presence felt across the region. Another attempt is on the calendar for tonight. If all goes as planned, this will be the 13th test flight for Starship, which is ultimately meant to carry Artemis 4 astronauts to the surface of the moon in a mission set for late 2028. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30-plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
The Trump...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. A man has been arrested after a stabbing outside of Little Caesars in Hera, with police saying 24-year-old Draven Segovia allegedly cut a woman in the face during a domestic dispute in a van outside the restaurant. The victim ran inside where employees called for help, and Segovia was later arrested near McLeod by Pottawatomie County deputies. He's being held on a complaint of domestic assault and battery with a deadly weapon. OKC police are investigating a serious crash that occurred near Southwest 39th and Penn Avenue. Officers say a vehicle struck a utility pole Wednesday evening, with the driver and a passenger taken to the hospital. Police say the passenger suffered life-threatening injuries and remains in critical condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation. New state data shows vaccine exemptions among Oklahoma kindergarten students continue to rise. Health officials say exemption rates in public schools have more than doubled in recent years, with most exemptions requested for non-medical reasons. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Caring Vans continue traveling statewide to provide childhood immunizations, with the program vaccinating more than 6,000 children over the past year. Health officials say lower vaccination rates could increase the risk of preventable illnesses in schools. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. MechRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
A new roundabout has just been opened, and more are coming. And hell's coming with them! What do you think? As the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom's 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas. The low will be 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and hot conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm again with a low of 76. Moving into Sunday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather with a high of 101. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Officially kicking off your weekend. Programming note, I am going to take some vacation time next week, so don't panic when you hear a best of Lee Matthews. I haven't been fired. At least, I don't think I have. Okay, several emergency teacher certifications were fast-tracked yesterday. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Representative Danny Williams is under investigation. No, not the Danny Williams. He used to do morning shows all the time and talk like this. They won't say what the improper behavior was. The investigation has been finished, and it has been turned over to the Ethics Committee. I don't know if there's anything criminal that'll be done. Of course, Democrats are trying to say, get him out, throw him out. And we talked about the reframing of a gun. I've been framed, see? On Firearms Friday, brought to you by H&H Shooting Sports. That video posted, by the way, at freedom969.com on my Facebook page and on my X profile as well. And a little bit later on, roundabouts are coming. Whether you like it or not.
And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Maybe not. 405-608-4377. Mary in Oklahoma City, thank you for hanging on.
Okay, we have another wolf in sheep's clothing. Franklin, who is running for state school superintendent.
Yeah, Robert Franklin.
He switched parties like a year and a half ago, and at the behest of the teachers union, they ask everybody to please switch, if you were registered as a Democrat, to switch parties and vote for Franklin. And it was a shocker because everybody thought Adam Hugh was going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Franklin did in Guthrie talk about DEI. He is for it.
Yeah.
And he said
he believes it's based in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
And somebody pressed him on it. And he said, oh, it says love. I mean, they asked him several times, and he was definitely going.
Yeah.
And he said one of his favorite books was, and I don't remember the exact name, but it was a very liberal look at the Bible, and he is definitely super left. If you go to church and you want to teach your children about right and wrong, what you think's right, he'll think is wrong, and vice versa. So just be. And James Taylor, that is a very accomplished teacher, and I've heard him speak before, and he's very well versed on how to deal with teenagers, and he's done a great job teaching. So, and he has fought the establishment about a lot of things.
A lot of what James Taylor has to say is what Ryan Walters had to say. So I'm a supporter of James Taylor. I've not seen a lot about Franklin until recently. And the biggest red flag, and I mean this was a neon flashing red flag was a meme that I see going around. It's a video of Gettner Drummond endorsing Franklin. And I thought anybody that he's endorsing, I'm not voting for.
Well, specifically on his own merit, Franklin admits that he is super liberal and he doesn't believe, he has a very twisted idea of Christianity, mm-hmm. which is okay if he doesn't espouse it, but he definitely espouses it in reference to DEI. So,
yeah.
And he's
yeah.
totally for that. So that should be the biggest red flag that we have.
There are a lot of denominations, even, Mary, that are really going to the left. And they're going to the left under the guise of tolerance. And they're going to the left under the guise of tolerance because they think that that's what Christ was teaching, was to be tolerant, turning the other cheek and that kind of thing. I don't ever read where Christ was supposed to let you lay down and be trampled upon.
nor did he say you could do whatever you want.
Right. Right. And there was right and wrong in the world of Christ. It wasn't everything gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Everything's fine. I mean, he got mad. He turned over money changer tables. Okay. He was a human being. And when you do that, when you become the kind of faith that stands for nothing, well, then how can you stand for Christ?
Well, and I definitely am 100% sure that Christ didn't say that young boys and girls should change their gender.
No.
You know, obviously, yeah. that is a fabrication on anybody's part.
Yes. But these faiths are going to say, well, we have to be loving and kind and gentle and... No.
Okay. You need to love a murderer, but that you do not
right.
condone that person murdering
Correct.
People.
Correct. Okay. It's not my job to forgive that murderer. That's between he and whomever he's offended and his Lord. Okay. I will render under Caesar what is Caesar's in that case. Okay. And if that murderer is being thrown in jail for the rest of his life, then that's rendering unto Caesar. But yeah, Christ defined a very strict sense of right and wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's more than common sense there are so many world religions that are definitely of the same ilk because they come up with the same thing. They're not Christian, but their basis of their religion is a very logical system. So,
yeah.
It's kind of innate in us that we need to be have some kind of rule of order.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you an example of kind of what we're talking about here, okay? And I don't know what your denomination is. I don't know what your faith is. I don't know that it matters. And I'm going to pick on the evangelical division of the Lutheran Church. The evangelical Lutheran Church is the church that is largely responsible. And they're trying to do this, and they think they're doing everybody a favor by going into Somalia and getting these poor people out of Somalia and bringing them over into Minnesota, where they set them up with apartments and jobs and all this stuff. And then they stand back and they pat themselves on the back for being such great Christians, for helping these poor people. Meantime, these people that they're helping are defrauding the system and denying legitimate people from those benefits. And Christ wasn't telling you to help the poor at the expense of other poor. he never did
right,
that.
Right, and he did say, teach them how to fish.
Yes. Yes.
Remember that. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because I'm sure people are wanting to talk.
And so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what Faith Robert Franklin is either, but what I was describing as denominations that are going wildly to the left, the Evangelical Lutherans are one of them. The Methodists are grappling with this as well, because there's a group, there's a faction of the Methodist Church that wants to be more tolerant than the other. There's a faction of the Nazarenes that want to be more tolerant than the other. And homosexuality is one of the issues. Females in the ministry is another one. I'm not going to get into that. I have no problem with female ministers. And if you are a kind and loving person and come into my church, I will welcome you and treat you as a kind and loving person. If you are coming into my church to disturb it, if you're coming into my church to steal stuff, to go hawk, if you're coming into my church to protest, I will not be nice to you because you're not being nice to me. I will not honor you because you are not honoring me. I will not honor your feelings because you are not honoring my feelings and my faith. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. So, yeah, I am not in support of Robert Franklin for superintendent of education. I am supporting James Taylor. And that's because he also had a lot of great records. No, not that James Taylor. Not that James Taylor. I don't know. Can James Taylor, the candidate, I imagine he can sing. I haven't heard him sing, but Oklahoma City has opened its first double roundabout known as the Peanut. In a move, city leaders say is aimed at making travel safer and more efficient. You're seeing this everywhere. I mean everywhere. They're doing away with stop signs that back up and traffic lights that back up and putting in roundabouts. And they're smaller roundabouts. They can't go everywhere, and they're not the big roundabouts like we see in Europe that, you know, once you get on, it's hard to get off. The new intersection redesigned the junction of three arterial roadways, Northwest 10th Street, Pennsylvania Avenue, and Virginia Avenue, in the city's first double roundabout. Experts say roundabouts can reduce serious crashes compared with conventional intersections by encouraging lower travel speeds and reducing the likelihood of a high-speed right-angle collision. They are right, and that's another reason why they're making them kind of small, because you can't get a lot of speed going around that curve. The double roundabout is also expected to improve traffic flow by allowing continuous movement through the intersection, cutting delays and reducing vehicle idling. Drivers approaching a new intersection are advised to slow down as they approach the roundabout, yield to traffic already circulating, choose the appropriate lane before you enter. For instance, if all you need to do is exit at the next exit, then stay on the outer lane. If you need to make all the way around, you might want to stay in the inner lane. But keep in mind, if you stay in the inner lane, you might get stuck and not be able to get to the outer lane if there's too many cars going through. That's the mistake a lot of people make. Drivers should not stop once inside the roundabout unless it's necessary to avoid a collision, and should use their turn signal when entering and exiting. I'm saying it like this because I know so many people who do not use their turn signal, or they use their turn signal as they're making the turn. I suppose you're trying to tell me where you were instead of where you are going. 405-608-4377. What do you think of roundabouts? All I can say is get used to it because there's going to be more of them coming.
And hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Yep. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Joe writes, Lee, as far as Mayor Dolt and the 1 cent sales tax to provide a commuter rail that was announced earlier this week between Edmond, Oklahoma City, and Norman, it's a never-ending spending. I think we need to fix or build the jail first. Yep, so do I, Joe. Debbie writes, Oklahoma Turnpike Authority is a bunch of money grabbers who never listen or cared and never will. That's right, Debbie. I tell you who they do listen to, though, the trucking lobby. Elaine writes, jails before rails. I like that, Elaine. Can I steal it? Let's see here. Patrick writes, yes to Oklahoma banning the late-term anchor baby business in the USA. I read where approximately 1 million Chinese were born in the United States to become a U.S. citizen, used as an anchor baby. The businesses that are set up for U.S. citizens using the anchor babies should be banned by Congress. Texas is going down that road right now. No on the commuter train. We don't need any more taxes put on us. Don't vote for anyone running for an office in Oklahoma if they want to increase taxes for any reason, especially a commuter train from Edmond to Norman with Oklahoma City as the main hub. Mr. I want to be in the head of a large urban empire, Mayor Holt, wants this, and apparently he isn't concerned about the cost to taxpayers. The cost will be way more than they estimate. Oklahomans like to drive their own vehicles. Balance state, county, and city budgets first before getting into building a commuter train in central Oklahoma. Maybe a good idea one day, but not right now with inflation still costing consumers a lot of extra money. Ever since Biden got in this and printing trillions of dollars we didn't have. Guaranteed this commuter train will cost us taxpayers lots of extra money and nobody will ride it, Patrick. He goes on to say yes to the county jail first, and if the OTA is asking for any input or opinions from citizens, then be very concerned. Very concerned. Thank you, Patrick. My email address, lmatthews@freedom969.com. If you want to write it an email or have an idea and you don't have time to call 405-608-4377, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I think it was Don yesterday that called when I was talking about the polite word for it is being a gearhead. You're a gearhead if you like to work on cars and you like cars. And I was telling him about how whenever I go over to Frontier Auto Group and sit down and start talking to the guys, whether it's Shane or Jerry or one of the other guys, about inevitably we start talking like a bunch of gearheads. And a lot of it is talking about how great cars used to be. And nowadays with all the electronics, you never know what's going on. That's why you need a professional from the Frontier Auto Group to check that engine light for you, or your low tire pressure lights, or the weak battery light, or whatever that stupid squiggly symbol is that keeps showing up. They can take care of that for you at no charge, and they check them all anyway when you bring in your regularly scheduled service visit. So if you don't have a relationship with Frontier Auto Group, why don't you try forming one now by calling 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer, off El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout in El Reno. Frontier Auto Group.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture, and I personally know what it's like to struggle and push through the pain. Is your pain at volume 10? Neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, whatever it is, you don't have to just live with it. At Be Well Acupuncture, we focus on real, drug-free solutions to help mute that pain. We target your troubled areas and get to the source of your issue. You do not have to live in pain anymore. Take the next step to your relief and call or visit BeWellOKC.com. Get back to feeling like your young, pain-free self again.
Uncontrolled bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes, but the right actions can save a life. Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Our Stop the Bleed class teaches you how to recognize life-threatening bleeding and control it using direct pressure, wound packing, and tourniquets until help arrives. This hands-on training gives everyday people the skills to act in emergency. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule this free training for your business, group, or organization.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brillbeck. Hope it's a great weekend. Coming up on your Monday morning, it's going to be another week of triple-digit temperatures. Everything you need to know to keep yourself and your family cool. Plus, the news you may have missed over the weekend and your dad joke of the day. Kick off the week right on Monday morning at 7 o'clock on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
We are not going to win the war against some kind of ID. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fix anything. But maybe you just go along with it and move to the next
thing. James. That's James Carville. When the godfather of the Democrat Party is telling his fellow Democrats, you're not going to win the argument on having to show an ID to vote because he's seen the statistics. The American people don't have a problem with it. The only ones that have a problem with it are Democrats. And when James Carville is telling you this, you need to listen. Then again, I don't know that this is James Carville's Democrat Party anymore. It may have passed him by long ago. 405-608-4377. Along those lines, I thought it was the evil rich that are making all the money. And that we need a national minimum wage so that people who are working in convenience stores and other small jobs will make a living wage. That's the term they love to use. They want to try to redefine minimum wage to living wage. Well, Buc-ee's, the convenience store, is fueling debate online after a sign displayed an employee pay rate revealing that some store managers earn as much as $275,000 a year. Without a college degree, by the way. The pay scale, which was circulated widely on social media, lists cashiers, warehouse workers, maintenance employees, grocery stockers, all starting at $20 an hour. My late brother-in-law, I think, was in the $20 an hour range. Food service managers can earn between $150,000 and $200,000. He could have been a manager because he had that much food and beverage experience. He just didn't apply himself. General managers make between $200,000 and $275,000. And that doesn't surprise me. That's about what a general manager at a Walmart makes. Now, don't get me wrong. You work for it. If you're the general manager of a Walmart, you're always there. And if you're the general manager at a Buc-ee's, you're probably always there or on the phone with somebody who is. The listed salaries and benefits sparked discussion on X, with some users calling them proof that six-figure careers don't always require a college degree, while others argue the salaries reflect the pressure and responsibility that come with managing one of the chain's massive stores. That's what I'm saying. Georgia-based editor-in-chief of Travel Plus, Eric Bowman, said Buc-ee's has grown far beyond the typical gas station, becoming a destination on its own right. It's drawing attention online after signs displayed employees' pay rate revealed some of the store managers make a pretty hefty amount. The appeal is largely due to its size. People, especially those who love a good road trip, have long loved roadside attractions, and that's what Buc-ee's has become. The reputation is for spotless restrooms, amen, extensive food offerings, amen, memorable branding, oh, they're always open, and the lights are always on, and there's a ton of gas pumps. So you can get in and out if you want quickly, or you can linger a little bit if you want. Add the cute mascot and the clever marketing, and you've got yourself a moneymaker. Buc-ee's wall of beef jerky, fresh brisket sandwiches, and beaver tots, which are a little too sweet for me. But they've become the attractions on their own. Although first-time visitors can expect crowds, I think the lovely wife and I make it a point to stop at the Buc-ee's in Denton, Texas, whenever we're going down to the DFW Metro. The first thing that attracted me is that they sell the real gas, and no other gas station in Texas was doing that at the time. Now they've caught on, and they are. But I like the real gas, not the alcohol gas, not the ethanol. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9's Those Evil Rich Bucky's Managers.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says he's not yet decided whether to restart major combat operations against Iran, saying negotiations are ongoing and Tehran appears serious about talks. His comments come as the U.S. and Iran continue exchanging military strikes. President Trump is slapping new tariffs on nations around the world, including the European Union.
The sweeping tariffs took effect at midnight, just as the previous 10% temporary tariffs expired. The White House says the new 10 to 12% tariffs are tied to countries' imports, goods made with forced labor. Trump has previously said the tariffs aren't going away after the Supreme Court struck down duties he imposed last year. The president has consistently praised the tariffs as a great mechanism to level the playing field between the U.S. and the rest of the world. I'm Mark Mayfield.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial average gained 235 points. The S&P 500 rose 3 points. The NASDAQ lost 161 points. I'm Levon Putney.
From America's News Network USA, Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A man has been arrested after a stabbing outside a Little Caesars in Hera, with police saying 24-year-old Draven Segovia allegedly cut a woman in the face during a domestic dispute in a van outside the restaurant. The victim ran inside where employees called for help, and Segovia was later arrested near McLeod by Pottawatomie County deputies. He's being held on a complaint of domestic assault and battery with a deadly weapon. OKC police are investigating a serious crash that occurred near Southwest 39th and Penn Avenue. Officers say a vehicle struck a utility pole Wednesday evening, with the driver and a passenger taken to the hospital. Police say the passenger suffered life-threatening injuries and remains in critical condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation. New state data shows vaccine exemptions among Oklahoma kindergarten students continue to rise. Health officials say exemption rates in public schools have more than doubled in recent years, with most exemptions requested for non-medical reasons. Meanwhile, Oklahoma Caring Vans continue traveling statewide to provide childhood immunizations, with the program vaccinating more than 6,000 children over the past year. Health officials say lower vaccination rates could increase the risk of preventable illnesses in schools. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports, loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe, H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
It's Ricky with Cars for You at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw, next to Nakoma Park Elementary School. We're a family-owned company. We offer oil changes, brake work, AC work, tune-ups, and more. We also offer a guarantee all work for 1 year. Our mechanics have 35 years of experience. Call Cars for You and ask for Ricky at 405-600-8332 or stop by at 11601 Northeast 10th Street in Choctaw. Enter to win a free oil change by calling Ricky at Cars for You at 405-600-8332. Online at carsforyou.shop.
My love, you've done it. You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're in
injured?
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious, just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
Hey, baby. Want to come over to my place for a smoking hot night of Trivial Pursuit? Generation Z is so pathetic they can't even afford to date. More on that coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight will be partly cloudy, warm, and very humid with a chance of a thunderstorm in a few areas. The low will be 76. Tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies and hot conditions with a high of 101. Tomorrow night will be clear and warm again with a low of 76. Moving into Sunday, anticipate mostly sunny and hot weather with a high of 101. On Monday, it will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot with a high of 103. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
And these people are paternalistic, and it's a bunch of overeducated little white turds who think they know more than other people know.
White turds, I love it. That is James Carville again agreeing with me that the communists' side of the Democrat Party are a bunch of white liberal elitists who think they've got all the answers. And that's easy to have that attitude when you are coming from privilege and you have not had to work very hard for what you've got. And it's also understandable that that's why this movement is a bunch of people who don't want to work. 405-608-4377. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Horton writes, Lee, you were talking about Buc-ee's a moment ago. Did you realize this week archaeologists have located the Buc-ee's the Israelites stopped at while wandering in the desert? And unfortunately, there wasn't anything kosher being served, so I guess they were out of luck on that. Thank you, Horton. That is a funny one. On Freedom 96.9, speaking of communists, if you've ever wished you could count among billionaires, your wish might come true soon if some of these communists get their way. It's called the old communist bait and switch, and it goes all the way back to Leon Trotsky and Lenin himself. California Democrat Representative Ro Khanna published his own personal manifesto, Why I Support Billionaire Wealth Tax, and he quickly pulled the mask back even further, revealing the true target of the scheme. He argued that to tax billionaires, then halfway through the manifesto, it should be centimillionaires, $100 million in net worth, and then by the end, he was going after 50 millionaires, and at that rate, in the next couple of years, they'll be coming after those who make $50,000 a year, not $50 million. This is what the communists do. They try to make it sound like they're going after those evil rich. Well, then when the evil rich run out of money, then they go to the next level and the next level and the next level. And in Russia, it turned into, well, the reason we're all starving to death is those farmers just aren't farming hard enough. Let's get them. And they killed all the farmers. And all of a sudden, anybody who knew how to produce food was gone. And then the country plunged into famine. It's all it is. Bunch of people who don't want to work. 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Martin.
And Martin, where are you?
I am in Newcastle.
All right, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, so, you know, you don't have to have a college, you don't have a high school education to make money.
No.
I worked in oil fields for 41 years.
Mm-hmm.
The last 21 years, I was a directional consultant.
When you started out, what did you do?
I pulled slips.
Uh-huh.
Very bottom. Yep. I was at the bottom of the rung.
Mm-hmm.
Worked my way up and didn't even get a GED until I was 51 years old, and I'm 61 now.
My grandpa went to work for Phillips Petroleum when he was about 14, driving a buckboard, hauling pipe out to the Maud oil fields. Then he worked his way up to being a tool pusher. And then he worked his way up to where he was working in the Phillips plant. They recognized he had aptitude, and they taught him the arithmetic he needed to figure volumes. Before you know it, he was the manager of the plant with an eighth grade in education. So,
I dropped out as a junior in high school, and I can tell you that, you know, under Obama, I was making about $50,000 a month. Thank God for Trump, but under Trump, I was only making about 22. Under Biden, I was back up to 45, and I quit in 23 because I'm just tired of being gone all the time. I wanted to come home.
Yeah, I understand that. Were you driving a lot, or were you offshore?
I lived on site.
Oh, okay.
I was on site, didn't get to live or leave. Sometimes there were years, you know, 355 days straight without a day off.
Yeah.
But when the money's good, you don't take days off.
That was my grandpa's attitude. He, too, would live on site at the plant. They had housing at the plant. It was about 100 yards away from the plant itself. But he had housing. He had food. He was able to pay for his son's college, my dad. He was able to set up his other son in a trailer house. I mean, and he did not starve to death. So.
Right. Nope. And the only reason I got a GED is because my two youngest, so my oldest four have college degrees. They're doing good. My youngest two said, "Why do we have to finish high school, Dad? You make all kinds of money. You didn't." And so I took a little time off, got a GED, and said, "You will get to high school." I don't care.
Well, my family was pushing college, because they came from an era where it truly was a privilege to go to college, not only from a standpoint of money, but a standpoint of it was really the only way to lift yourself out of lower class. And I understand that. What they didn't understand, and when I entered college, lo, these many years ago, I quickly learned there's a lot of waste in college, and there's a lot of crap being taught in college that you can learn anywhere. So I was, to me, there's about a 30% ripoff rate when it comes to colleges. About 30% of the crap that they're teaching, you can learn anywhere.
So my youngest two boys work for the post office. One gets all the overtime he can get. He's 25 years old. He's got his own home. He's got a mortgage. He's working on it. He almost clears six figures.
Wow.
He gets all he can get.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wants money. And then the other one, not quite so eager, but he's still doing very well.
Well, your number one son that's in the postal, sir, he'll get a good retirement, too. He'll have one hell of a retirement.
I got my wife's in the post office too.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
No, my brother-in-law's brother retired early out of the post office, and he's only a few years older than me, and he's been retired probably 10 years. So.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my wife is quite a bit younger than me, and I'm fixing to retire, I think, this year. And I think she's going to have to stick it out until she's 58. So she's got about 10 more years to go.
Mm-hmm.
And but I told her, it'll be just fine. Just I should still be here, I hope.
Yeah, you will be. So. And but no, that is definitely something I wish was encouraged more, particularly in maybe starting around the ninth grade. There needs to be some sort of education to tell kids that you don't have to do anything, but the more you apply yourself, the better off your life will be, whether it's college, whether it's trade school, whether it's whatever.
Yep, I agree. I'm going to let you go. I'm almost home. I gotta go mow my grass.
All right. Thank you very much, Martin. Glad you're listening and starting your weekend with Freedom 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Hi, you're on the air with Lee Matthews.
Boy, that was fast.
Yes, I'm a fast guy.
You really super fast.
Unfortunately, the lovely wife doesn't enjoy me being so fast.
No. You didn't have to go there. No, you didn't have to go there, brother. I know.
And to whom am I speaking?
Well, John from Oklahoma City.
Hello, John. Good to hear from you, sir.
Not how big it is, it's how you use it, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, your joke about that bison thing the other day was so hilarious. Conversation with the bison. I didn't know you'd actually go there on the radio like that, but you did.
You mean the Chinese guy getting gored in the ass?
It was a conversation with a bison. I think that's all.
Oh, yeah. That was actually, I can't take credit for that. That was put together with artificial intelligence.
I know, yeah. But it was hilarious.
It was hilarious. And if you didn't hear it, it's they're interviewing the bison, and the bison's there, and he's actually talking. It's a computer-generated bison, and they said, why did you go after that guy? And he said, hey, he paid the admission fee to get into Yellowstone. I want to make sure he got his money's worth. And then they said, well, did you really have to go after him? Hey, I gave him the premium package.
He take a ride, man. Didn't you know? But man, I just the data centers with this thing. I think the people are they're doing this. They're pushing for it, is what I believe, because Trump's in office. They got to get it done now.
Well, there's a bunch of things going on here, John. Yes, Trump being in office, I think, is an indirect cause. But the other cause is that artificial intelligence is coming, and all the companies want to be ahead of artificial intelligence so that they can better utilize it and control it.
They need to push it now while Trump's in office. I think really that's a big factor that nobody's speaking about because, you know, they're nervous about the next guy coming in office. A greenie weenie comes up there, a tree hugger, whatever comes in there. But, you know, once they get these deals finalized, they're finalized, no matter who gets in office.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
we need to, as a country, we need to be out in front when it comes to artificial intelligence. We don't want the Chinese to get ahead of us. We definitely don't want the Russians, although the Russians aren't even close. And you know, when you see some of the videos online of our Defense Department doing what it does in Iran, I mean, that's all being done with artificial intelligence. So the better we control artificial intelligence, not only is our healthcare going to get better, but we'll be better at defending ourselves. We'll be better at producing goods and services. Yeah. Everything will be better.
One more thing. Those people that say that use water. There was a talk show after yours that comes up, and they were talking about they don't need water in these. They didn't use water. He said that this company worked for a company.
Yeah, I think some of them do and some of them don't, but all of them recycle the water just like the power plants do.
Yeah, well, they can have a filter system they didn't have to use. They could use the same water and refill because of evaporation, but I don't think it's that much with catch ponds and filtration system. I know modern technology can solve that problem.
I think modern technology will solve all of the problems. I think the problem that we are dealing with here is the secrecy. So my advice to any city council member and any city manager that can hear my voice, whether it's Piedmont or Norman or Moore or Luther or Jones, be transparent. Make sure that when the people come with questions, you have answers.
Man, I had a great idea for your show. You go around to all the different places that you reach with your show and maybe have like a circuit around, maybe pick through a lottery different towns, and you could do a live broadcast like you do Firearms Friday.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be great, man. You know, be with the people, pick a holiday, maybe not this year, but maybe next year. That'd be a great show idea.
I love it. I love doing it. I love being out with the people. I try to get out as much as I can. Doing that does cost money. So in many cases, we need to find a way to make money off of it. And
that'd be great to see you out there on the road. Mm-hmm. Kind of a thing, maybe, you know, I don't know, like you said, with finances, but maybe the people will swing it for you, and she'd like to see you out on the road and meeting the people out there in all these little towns like Maude.
Yeah.
That'd be great, man. Well, happy weekend, everybody.
You too, John.
God bless you, buddy.
And by the way, I'm taking a little vacation next week, so don't panic. I haven't been fired.
Ah!
All right. Have a good weekend, John, on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Chris writes, Lee, you were talking about mass transit and light rail. I lived in Phoenix for a short time. In 2019, their light rail was costing the city $1 million per mile to maintain. This would be an absolute disaster in Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City Metro. And Chris, that is a good example. Phoenix is a good example of a town that is widespread and spread out. And to get anywhere, you got to drive. And someone overnight brought this up to me as well. He said, Lee, do you realize we're so spread out as a metropolitan area in Oklahoma City that no matter where you go on the rail, you're going to have to take a bus to get somewhere, because you're going to be 4 to 8 miles away from wherever you need to be. If it's shopping, if it's a ball game, if it's your work. So you're still going to have to take secondary and tertiary transportation. So it's not just the train's going to take me right to the middle of where I want to be each and every time. And that's what people don't realize. 405-608-4377. Vincent writes, Hi Lee, I like the streetcars in downtown Oklahoma City, but I think they should have kept the old trolley buses that they used to have, and maybe put the money that they used to build in the streetcars to help kick off or create a transit train from Oklahoma to Edmond to Norman. That would probably be better use of the funds. What they should have done was have a totally different thing. I think there's more of a need to connect Edmond to Oklahoma City to Norman with a rail system. I would like to see a rail system to connect Oklahoma City to Tulsa. If I'm going to have to pay to use a turnpike that I do not like, then give me an option on how to get to Tulsa. Well, see, that's my thing, Vincent. Either or. Either we build a train to Tulsa and tear up the turnpike, or we don't build the train to Tulsa. But they're not going to tear up the turnpike because the truckers want the turnpike. When I say truckers, I mean trucking company. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm curious as to explain to me how things will be better with AI and data centers coming in mm-hmm. into our small towns, and I mean really globally.
Okay.
How such a loss of job and personnel is going to equal things being better.
Well, I don't know what you mean by loss of jobs and personnel. There will be jobs. Yeah. There won't be a lot of jobs, but there'll be
60% of entry-level blue-collar jobs will be taken over by AI. If you can do it on a computer, AI could do it faster.
Okay. Better. Okay. Well, unfortunately, there are other things that those people will be able to go and do. Now, in the medical industry, for instance, AI will be able to determine the difference between a cancer cell and a healthy cell, and will be able to go after that cancer cell and keep it from reproducing. So AI developments in certain immunotherapies, you'll get cancer and you'll go in and have a shot and that'll be it. That's how exciting AI will be. It'll be it'll be able to commute and compute things hugely and a lot faster than conventional computers. And the list goes on, Tommy. I'll have to compile the list and get it the next time I'm up here, because I'm running out of time on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Learning to ride a bike, a rite of passage. Getting your driver's license, a rite of passage. Your first kiss, a rite of passage. I remember mine well. Maybe getting married, a rite of passage. Your first colonoscopy, rite of passage. And signing up for Medicare, a rite of passage. Now, you don't have to do it alone. There are people like the Well-Preserved Advisory Group that are here to help you through the entire process. And if you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, a lot of texts, people trying to confuse you, especially with their little accents from God only knows what part of the planet they're calling from. That's why the Well-Preserved Advisory Group would much rather talk to you in person, which they will, over a cup of coffee, cup of tea, whatever it might be. And they'll come up with the best plan for you. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. So this rite of passage for you can be quick and easy and harmless, and you'll get what you have coming to you when the Well-Preserved Advisory Group puts together a plan that works for you. 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture. If chronic pain is keeping you from living your best life, I want to help. At Be Well Acupuncture, we create personalized treatment plans to relieve pain from neuropathy, arthritis, sciatica, and more without relying on endless medications. My goal is to help you feel better, move easier, and get back to doing what you love with the people you love. Life's too short to sit on the sidelines. Schedule your free consultation at BeWellOKC.com and let's get you to feeling good. Good again.
It's a massive selection of pistols, rifles, suppressors, optics, ammo, archery, and one of the largest safe inventories in the state. It's Lee Matthews talking about H&H Shooting Sports. Loaded with new arrivals and red-hot monthly deals happening right now, and all of the extra equipment to go with it. And don't just buy it, shoot it. Test the firearms in their huge indoor ranges. Then grab a legendary burger at the 4U Cafe. H&H Shooting Sports, just off I-40 and Meridian, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear.
Get ready. Oklahoma rodeo fans, come out to the 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood.
Come out for the rodeo, along with face painting, kids games, concessions, and more. Gates open at 6:30 p.m. and the rodeo starts at 8 p.m. Get your tickets now at Langston's in Yukon and online at rodeoticket.com.
The 25th annual Yukon FFA Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, July 31st and August 1st at the Yukon Roundup Club between Yukon Parkway and Ranchwood. Follow us on Facebook, Yukon FFA Rodeo.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Could Iran be this stupid and self-destructive? So they're shooting at merchant ships of Saudi Arabia and Qatar, both of which stopped allowing us to use their bases and want a re-encroachment with Iran. So they shoot both those guys and they condemn them. So it just goes to show you in that neighborhood that trying to make friends with your enemy never works.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377. Young Americans can't afford a home, children, or weddings, and now they can't even find a way to afford to fall in love. Wall Street Journal reports that Gen Z is embracing cheap dates, trading dinner drinks for coffee, picnics, board games, and walks around the park. Sounds wholesome, doesn't it? Hey, baby, want to come over to my place for some steamin' hot Trivial Pursuits? Many Gen Zers are switching to picnics, walks in the park, and coffee and ice cream because the average date has gone up to an average of $200. Focusing their time and money on personal stability instead of romance as well, which has come to be called solo maxing. So we may see a lot of people waiting longer to get married and have babies than we are now in the near future as a result. 405-608. Well, you don't need the phone number because I'm wrapping things up, but I'm out next week. I haven't been fired. Joe Pags is coming up next.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.